Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Yesterday, I told you that the information provided in the federal government's fiscal 2016 financial report shows a net present value of more than $137 trillion of debt and liabilities owed as of September 30, 2016. This figure is many times larger than what most Americans realize. Sadly, you have been misled. Politicians and bureaucrats and almost all of the media across this country only focus on the amount of outstanding debt and completely ignore the much larger commitments to make future payments for Social Security and Medicare on the basis of worker career earnings up through last fall. And by the way, total federal debt and liabilities increased by more than $11 trillion in just the 2016 fiscal year, which is more than 19 times larger than what the politicians and bureaucrats are pretending. The size of this financial hole and what to do about it should be priority number one in Washington, D.C. right now. But I can tell you why it isn't, and it won't be. This $137 trillion of federal government liabilities is so vast that there is no way it will ever be paid off in dollars of today's purchasing power. How do I know? Easy. Last year's edition of the Credit Suisse Global Wealth Report put total worldwide wealth at just over $255 trillion. Therefore, it would take more than half of all the wealth that people on this planet own to pay off what the U.S. government already owes. That is not possible. Since this looming catastrophe is so massive and cannot be resolved, almost no politician or bureaucrat would dare jeopardize their career by bringing up the subject. So they will simply continue as they have done so far, now increasing federal government liabilities by almost $1 trillion every month, until the government either repudiates or defaults on its debts in Social Security and Medicare benefit promises, or inflates the value of the U.S. dollar to make it practically worthless, or does both, which is what I expect. Come back tomorrow when I discuss when this day of reckoning is coming and what you can personally do about it. Here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.